thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor.
This week's show is called Five Ways to Practice Happiness. This episode is part two of our Time for Happiness series. This week we have a fun and zany film to discuss called Hector and the Search for Happiness. Now I was just looking at the box office receipts and there's, according to them, there's a very good chance you haven't seen this movie. Because it doesn't look like many Americans saw it, but we assure you, this one is terrific.
So it's fun.
It's a lot of fun. So let's get started. First off, we just have to ask, and they do. They ask this question in the film, are you happy? Or would you consider yourself to be a happy person? Do you know what happiness means to you? For many of us, we just don't know. For others, we're not even sure what happiness means to us or how to recognize it in our lives. Well, that's the case for Hector in the movie Hector and the Search for Happiness. Hector, portrayed by Simon Pegg, is a psychiatrist who has a steady practice and life filled with predictable routines. Hector is concerned he's not making progress with his clients. He knows something has to change, but he's just not sure what it is. As a result, Hector decides he needs to get away, and he embarks on a quest around the world to discover what it means to be happy. Hector's journey, it's a blast, and he takes us on a wonderful adventure. So as you're watching the film, we want you to look out for these five practices of how to be happy. And the first one is, be open to diverse experiences. Living by a rigid set of rules, your emotional experiences become limited and lacks passion. We tend to think there is a success formula to life that if we follow it, it will lead to happiness. So as we set out on our individual paths, we have a tendency to slip into routines and our lives seem like they're on autopilot. We go to work, we pay the bills, we attend family functions and do it all over again day after day after day. You know, it happens so fast that many of us don't even recognize the limitation of our life experiences and how it leads to dissatisfaction. We can get so stuck that we're willing to do anything to escape how we feel and what's not working.
You might want to think of the midlife crisis that some men have been known to go through.
Oh, men.
Only
men?
Of course. Of course it's only men.
Yes,
well,
of course.
Occasionally it's a woman. But you know, that red sports car that's bought in midlife? Well, that's trying to blow up these dissatisfactions.
Ah.
It's actually one version of it. This is an example of one of Hector's lessons. Avoiding unhappiness is not the road to happiness. Hector has been stuck in the routine for so long that he needed to go on a journey to take a break from his own life. To get himself to go, Hector calls it research about happiness.
Yeah.
He's a psychiatrist. So there has to be, you know, a very logical reason for why he's going to go on this journey. So he tricks himself by calling it research. Let me tell you, whatever works, go with it. So what he's unaware of is that it's not only to learn about happiness, he's actually going to begin feeling his emotions again, which is going to open up a whole world of happiness. So the next point we're going to talk about is be social. We need each other. According to Daniel Gilbert, who's a Harvard psychologist and best-selling author of Stumbling on Happiness, there is a secret to happiness, and that is social connections. As he says, we're one of the most social animals on our planet. We need each other for just about everything. When our social connections are strong, we're happy. When they're lost, we're devastated. Think in the movie. Do you remember when you saw the ladies sitting in the street and they were enjoying their day
yeah.
off?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They were all
point.
Connecting with each other. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have much of anything. But they had this incredible connection with each other.
So
which
watch for
them
yeah,
that.
Watch for that scene in the Shanghai when
yes,
his first
it's in
stop.
Shanghai.
Yeah, and they're
exactly.
talking about it. And if you're thinking right now, oh, social, we need each other. People drive me crazy. Oh, we have a 5-part series for that right here on FMG Radio called In Search of Tolerance. So you may want to go back and look at that, and that'll help you be more social with others. But go back to you, Suan.
Before Hector's adventure, his social connections were very limited. After his world tour, he connects with people everywhere he goes. Notice how he meets a rich diversity of cultures, professions, and belief systems. Hector doesn't judge any of these differences and remains curious with a light-hearted spirit. We can all do this in our everyday life. It takes practice, but it's well worth it. I have fun talking to people in elevators. It's always a delight to watch someone's face light up when I find a way to connect with them.
Yeah, and that lighting up example when we make connections leads to our next point, which is spread happiness. It's contagious. In 1948, the Framingham Heart Study began studying the heart health of over 15,000 people. The social connections of the participants were studied over a 32-year period. And researchers calculated how changes in the happiness of any person affected their entire network of connections. Well, they weren't prepared for what they discovered. And it was that human happiness depends upon large clusters of people we don't even know. What the researchers found is that if your friend becomes happy, it increases your chance at happiness by 15%. And here's the part that I still get so excited about, the more I think about it. It also affects up to 3 degrees of separation that of changes that probability of impacting another's happiness. Happiness spreads through social networks like a virus. Happiness is contagious. And so it's the research is starting to find that there is real true connections to each other. And there's different organizations that are coming back to this same conclusion. So throughout the movie, notice how Hector's emerging happiness affects those he meets. Some of them, he wakes them up. They look at him, especially I'm thinking about the really rich, successful businessman.
Yes.
He annoys him, but he somehow strangely likes being around him.
And that's what he says. He says, normally I'd avoid people like you, but I'm kind of glad I met you. And you hear him saying this with almost confusion in his voice.
He does, even the look on his face.
Exactly.
Is like,
he's like, what just happened to me?
Yeah. So it's funny.
So also notice how Professor Corman's happiness transfers to his students. They walk out of lectures energized and happy just with his infectious laughter and upbeat attitude.
Well, Professor Corman is in the later scene in the movie, and he's played by Christopher Plummer. And she's right. I mean, the people just light right up. So when you get to it, notice the scene right away. As soon as the students are in there, they're just happy even to be around them.
Yeah, it's a great example. It's also why we all, in our everyday lives, we need to be able to talk to our friends and those around us about happy things.
Yeah.
It's amazing what happens when we focus there. Versus about what's not working. So the next point is to create your own celebration practice.
This really works.
This is another way you can discover happiness on a daily basis. Make it a habit to look for surprise and delights throughout your day. At the end of each day, you'll have several examples of ways your day delighted you. It can be as simple as a phone call with a friend or a delicious lunch. For me today, it was a great conversation with my girlfriend as I was out doing a long walk.
You mean it wasn't lunch with me?
Yes, of course.
Of course. So.
Of course. So before going to sleep, write down at least 3 things that either surprise or delight you. This is a good way to end the day and prepare yourself for a delightful sleep. Remember, the emotional state you're in when you go to sleep at night will be the filter for your dreams. So why not go to sleep happy and enjoy, you know? You could have some fun in your dreams that way.
We really want to encourage you to try this. It really works, and it can really make an effect on those you're living with, too. And so this leads us to the next point in the movie, and it's, they drive this point home really clear in the end of the movie, and it's embrace all emotions. You know, ideally, you want to access your full range of emotions at all times. If you do not allow yourself to have the full range of emotions, you're actually denying the full capability of the system you have available to you. Think of a compass. Would you ask a compass not to show you north or south? A compass can't give accurate directions. It's of little use. It doesn't give you a pointer or a marker where you are. If it doesn't do that, it's no good. So when you try to shut down what you're feeling, you're actually stopping your compass. It's as if you're saying north and south are not valid. I'll only look at east and west. So the more you shut down your compass, the more lost you become. And then you're in internal fog and don't know which way to turn. So when you embrace the full range of all emotions, you'll experience expansive levels of joy. And you'll discover happiness not like never before. And, you know, this is another point we make with our executives who are leading, you know, big organizations. If they've shut down their emotions, they're also missing out on the feedback that's going on out there from their direct reports, the things that they're picking up on the customers, the things that they're seeing and noticing as they're walking around. So as an executive or a leader of any organization size, if you're not tapped into what you're feeling, you're missing out on this really powerful compass.
You have to be aware of it within yourself to actually recognize it in others. And so it's a benefit. If you can allow your own full range of emotions, you're actually going to give them permission.
Yes, and it's going to guide you also what's really going
exactly.
on. Because sometimes people are saying one thing, and they're not meaning what they're saying. So the emotions will pick up on that. So notice at the end of the film how Hector taps into his emotions. It provides such clarity on how he wants to live that he doesn't even hesitate. He just takes inspired action and leaps to his new life. You know, ultimately, happiness is an inside job. We've all heard that before. I like the way Professor Corman, as we mentioned, played by Christopher Plummer, says. He says, we should concern ourselves not so much with the pursuit of happiness, but with the happiness of pursuit.
Throughout Hector's journey, he chronicles a list of lessons on happiness, which we've included in this alignment session. So I just want to go over them here, just as a quick reminder. So, Hector's lessons learned. The first one is making comparisons can spoil your happiness. Number two, a lot of people think happiness is being richer or being more important. Number three, many people only see happiness in their future. 4. Happiness could be the freedom to love more than one woman at the same time. That was a real revelation to him. Number 5. Sometimes happiness is not knowing the whole story. Number 6. Avoiding unhappiness is not the road to happiness. It's actually the road to boredom. Number 7. Does this person bring you predominantly A, up, or B, down? Number 8, happiness is answering your calling. Number 9, happiness is being loved for who you are. Number 10, sweet potato stew. Now, for each of you, think about what that is for you.
Yeah.
There'll be some meal that just you think about it and oh my goodness, you are in love. Okay, number 11. Fear is an impediment to happiness. Number 12, happiness is feeling completely alive. 13, happiness is knowing how to celebrate. 14, listening is love. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Think about each day and just taking the time to give each person the gift of your listening. Mm-hmm. It really has a profound effect. And the final one, nostalgia is not what it used to be. In other words, we can't go back.
Yeah.
Let's create happiness now.
This alignment movie is a terrific time, and we hope it makes a shift towards happiness for you like it did for us. So, you know, this is the movie you sit down when you really feel like you're feeling a little glum and you
it'll
can recognize
it. It'll give you a pick-me-up.
it'll definitely feel good. And if you can watch it with some friends, all the better, because you'll laugh and notice things, because there's a lot to notice in this film. So as we've mentioned in prior shows, we did this alignment work on ourselves. And as Suann just said, those statements that we just went through, his lessons learned, we've energized. We've also de-energized stuff and belief systems. And so we've narrowed this down, as we have in every show, to the top energetic benefits from watching this movie. And in this week's episode, there are 8 top energetic benefits that you'll get when you watch this film. The first one is the ability to provide love and compassion in everything you do and in with everyone you meet. Number 2, the support to find peace in every moment. Number 3, a release of any clinging to routines that no longer serves you at this time. Number 4, permission to be happy, regardless of what is occurring in your life. Number 5, release the belief that money is the only path to happiness. Number 6, a deepening gratitude for being alive. Number 7, release the fear of living and of dying. And then finally, number 8, a letting go of the obstacles to discovering your own happiness. So if you haven't heard our show before, there are steps that you need to take to energetically benefit from this alignment session. So if you haven't done it already, we need you to go to the and do our what we call our intention session. And this, once you do this once, think of it like downloading an app on your smartphone. You're able to run the software. So you can find the intention session on our peaceofmindovertures.com website and on our book websites, tamingyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. And it's also on our program page at fmgradio.com/peaceovertures. So then once you've completed it, then just go and rent the movie, and we found it on our cable system, and watch it in its entirety. So if you enjoyed this show and would like more movies to assist you with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. And for all our FMG Radio listeners, we have a 25% off coupon for you when you use FMG Radio in all caps in our checkout cart. So you can find our book at tamingyourdragons.com, and it's only available at our bookstore, either at tamingyourdragons.com or at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. So remember, use FMG Radio in all caps and you'll get 25% off. And when you buy both books, the shipping's on us. So let's take a short break. And when we return, Suann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns, so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com. for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Are you ready to make a profound shift to prosperity and love? We're pleased to announce that Suann and I will be presenting Thrive Santa Fe Align with Prosperity and Love Seminar at Unity Santa Fe March 13 through 15 to discuss the alignment process.
We've created 3 insightful classes to help you align with prosperity and love. Each class is 2.5 hours long. On Friday night, March 13th, our workshop is called Finding Flow in the Moment. Then on March 14th, Saturday, Egoic Obstacles to Abundance. And then we're going to wrap up the weekend on Sunday the 15th with How to Attract Love.
Thrive Santa Fe is a powerful weekend that will help you align with prosperity and love with grace and ease. Each workshop will include an alignment movie and a unique alignment session for all participants. For tickets and more information, go to ThriveSantaFe.com. If you're ready to step into prosperity and attract the love you've always desired, then go to ThriveSantaFe.com and join us the weekend of March 13th in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome back. So, Ann, what's our alignment session today?
Well, I want to pick up on one of Hector's points, one of the things he learned, which is fear is an impediment to happiness. If you're anything like me, you have a set of skills you see as your strengths and are afraid that if you're not using them, that you won't succeed. What actually happens is we box ourselves in and don't allow ourselves to try something new. And this is a great example of how fear gets in the way of our happiness. What we don't realize is that trying something new can expand our life and our tools. Give it a go and see what happens. Another way we let fear block our happiness is by not taking time outs for ourselves. We have ourselves convinced that taking time outs would take too much time and money. Yet the benefits of time outs are many. Getting a fresh perspective and new ideas, rekindling friendships, and enjoying your own company. For me, this can be as simple as sitting and watching the ocean waves. Have a think about what brought you joy as a child and do one of those activities. I always loved to swing on swings, and so now I do that if I really want to pick me up. I learned this because in my 20s, a psychologist assigned me the task of doing this every day before I was allowed to do anything on my list. He told me that I exhausted him by telling him my list for every day. It was amazing, the shift. It really expanded my life and brought back the joy just by going and beginning my day by swinging on swings.
Suanne, I want to touch on one other point you made about not having enough time and money. And we've addressed this and talked about it before and called it the money filter. So it's like you have to go to money and ask money permission if you can go off and have some fun. So if you relate to this, we have an alignment movie in our prosperity series where we address these issues about having to go to the money filter for permission. And it's part five in our prosperity series. So it's right here on FMG Radio. You know, go back and listen to it. And don't let the money filter tell you what you can and cannot do.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times that's who we check in with first.
Yeah,
before
and in our minds,
we check in with the kid inside us, we ask ourselves, do we have the money to do it?
And the money filter goes, no.
Every time. So just don't even ask it, okay?
Yeah.
So each of us has a personal story that's unique to us. And only us. Unfortunately, we often spend so much time conforming that we forget to let others see our uniqueness. This makes me think of I have a girlfriend that has a 7-year-old son, and he had a pair of shoes that he absolutely loved. Well, one of the shoes broke, and so it wasn't usable, but the other was. And she threw the shoes out because she was like, well, they can't be used anymore. Well, he was like, not having this. So he went and got them out of the trash. And so he said, look, one of these shoes can be used. And so what he did for weeks was he wore one shoe from one set and one from the other. And thankfully, my girlfriend had the sense to let him.
Is that why he showed up with two different shoes on?
Exactly. That's why he showed up, because he loved that shoe so much. Now, he did this for probably 2 months. But you know what? That was his uniqueness.
Yeah.
Until he decided, okay, I've had enough. And he switched back to wearing matching shoes. But why not?
What a special little guy.
It didn't hurt anybody and allowed him to express his uniqueness. So it's time to allow your emotions to guide you in opening up and experiencing more of life and letting others see it. That's exactly what this young man did. He had the joy of wearing these different shoes. And it was amazing how many people stopped and asked him, wow, why are you doing that? And he says, because I like it. And it makes me feel happy.
That's cool.
So let's look at the intentions that we have out of this mini session. So why don't you say these with me? I listen to my dreams. I let go of winning formulas and try something new. I am spirited, playful, and fun to be with, even for just me. I allow the journey to bring happiness. I take money out of the mix and allow myself to dream. I regularly give myself timeouts, and I celebrate my own uniqueness. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do a modality to align ourselves with these intentions. What I mean by that is we're going to bring our energetic system into alignment with these intentions so we can start to see them and feel them and express them in our day-to-day life. What I mean by coming into alignment is it's just like listening to a radio station. When you want to hear a radio station, you have to tune your dial to that radio station. Well, we work exactly the same way. So we want to tune ourselves to these intentions. So the modality we're going to do right now is one called Empowering Memories. Memories have this incredible ability to activate endorphins that boost the immune system and bring a sense of well-being. On an energetic level, happy memories increase the light that you send out into this world and the light you're willing to absorb. So let us do this together. So what I want you to do right now is close your eyes. And I want you to think of a happy memory. And I want you to notice the images and the colors. I want you to hear the sound. Be aware of the smells and the sensations and observe how you feel. Observe how your body feels. Notice your body-mind's biofeedback response to this memory. So I just want you to take a moment, really let yourself sink into this and feel it with all your senses. You might even be able to taste it. And if possible, share your happy memories with someone else. Because remember what we talked about earlier, sharing it increases that happiness for other people and their well-being. So I'm just going to share for a minute what mine was.
Oh, good.
Where I was is I went to the beach and I was with my niece. And it was the middle of winter and we were having fun in the edge of the surf. And we were doing leaps through the surf. And she actually started it. She started leaping in the surf and splashing me. Now, I'm telling you, this was the middle of winter and it was cold, but we were laughing so hard we couldn't feel the cold. So we leaped for at least a mile down the beach. And so it just makes me laugh every time I think about it.
That's really good.
So find yours and then go find somebody to share it with. And I wish you a week filled with practicing happiness.
We're having a lot of fun with this happiness series. You might hear us laughing through it. And we've got more to come in the coming weeks. So, you know, if you find yourself wondering, well, what makes me happy? And this movie will help you start to make the shift to sort of let go and get you set up for it. And next week's movie, we're going to take you on a journey. And that movie will actually give you permission to go on a journey and explore and go deeper on what makes you happy. And so there's all kinds of fun things we'll be talking about on this journey of happiness. So we're really glad you're with us on this journey. And
we hope you'll join us next week.